Reading Daniel.
主要是给我一些提醒。
Jesus gave me a reminder.
所以那一天呢，我想，好，那我就来分享，这边的我读的那个哈心得。
That day, so I thought, if needed, I would share, my reflections on Daniel.
后来没有用上。
Afterwards, it wasn't used.
上个礼拜，我想，我可以来再来分享这个，怎么找都找不到我那个笔记本。
And last week I was going to share it, but I couldn't find this notebook.
所以我就临主餐我就讲了关于另外的信息。
And so after communion, I shared another sermon.
今天呢，这一次呢，我想我还是可以来分享，因为跟我们现在所处的情形有关。
And this time, I think I should still share it because this is very relevant to us right now.
那我笔记本找到了。
And I found my notebook.
但是主要我好好的重新再仰望主。
God wanted me to once again to wait on Him and to ask Him for what He wants me to say.
你知道，一个题目，不同的人来讲可以不同的内涵。
You know that a topic shared by different people can have different message.
我同样的人，可是两个时候来仰望。
The same people, the same person, but during, thank you. The same person, but waiting when I wait upon the Lord to different times.
好像主耶稣要我取用八月二十号里边的一句话就可以了。
And it seems like God, Jesus only wanted me to take one sentence from what I prepared on August 20th.
那个话是什么？
灵
界影响物质界。
The spiritual realm impacts the material realm.
但你得趁着机会蒙神的恩，得神的喜悦。
Daniel took the opportunity while it was possible to receive the grace of God.
我这样讲，你们能领受吗
？Can you understand？
你去看但以理，我今天跟你们讲但以理书，不会没有那么多时间讲。那么但以理书有十二章，你去看每一章。
If you go back to Daniel and read each chapter，
都是看不见的灵界在影响眼睛看得见的人事物。
And every chapter, it's the spiritual realm, what you cannot see, impacting what you can see, the realm that you can see.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们怎么样在心灵里跟随圣灵的带领，很影响我们这一生的蒙恩，或者是收获。
Brothers and sisters, how we walk with God in the Spirit will impact how much we receive. Will impact us if we receive blessing or if we receive punishment.
那但以理呢？趁着他的机会，蒙了神的恩。
And so Daniel, while it was possible, receive God's blessing.
Okay, 好，我们现在先来看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 106,
一到五节。
Verses 1-5.
我们一起来读好吗？
Let us read it together.
你们要赞美耶和华，我们一起来读。你们要赞美耶和华，要称谢耶和华， 因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。谁能传说耶和华的大能？谁能表明他一切的美德？凡遵守公平、常行公义的，这人变为有福。耶和华啊，你用恩惠待你的百姓，求你也用这恩惠纪念我，开你的救恩眷顾我，使我见你选民的福，乐你国民的乐，与你的产业一同夸耀。
Okay, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation.Enjoying your inheritance in giving praise.
第四节跟第五节是我跟神的求告。神啊，你用恩惠待你的百姓。
Verses 4 and 5 are my plea to the Lord.
求你也用这恩惠纪念我。
Lord, you show favor to your people.
开你的救恩眷顾我。
AndCome to the aid when you save them. Remember me, Lord.
第五节也是我的祷告。
And verse 5 is also my prayer.
但以理在极其艰难的里面，他蒙了神的恩。
Through extreme difficulties, Daniel was able to receive grace from the Lord.
Ah.我们现在也处在诸般的困苦、不容易的里面。
And right now we're going through different kinds of difficulties right now.
我们求神用他恩待但以理的恩惠也来恩待我们。
And we're asking God to give us the same grace that He gave to Daniel.
使我。我们可以见你选民的福，乐你国民的乐，与你的产业一同夸耀。
So that we may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that we may share in the joy of your nation, and join your inheritance in giving praise.
你的产业就是指神的圣名。
Your inheritance is talking about God's holy people.
千山的羊，万山的羊都是神的，整个宇宙都是神造的。
Thousands and thousands and thousands of sheep are God's sheep. And the whole universe is created by Him.
但是在神的心里，他的宝贝是什么？就是这些重生为他的儿女的得胜者。
But in God's heart, the most precious ones are the ones who have been redeemed.
他们跟神一起好像作王。
It seems like it's as if they are ruling as kings with God.
因为他们可以把这个仇敌赶出去。
Because they can banish out the evil ones.
那有一些圣徒，他们可以靠着神夸耀。
And there are some saints who can
boast of God.
Boast in God.
感谢主。那所以今天呢，我们来看一下但以理。他是怎么样蒙神的恩。
So today we're going to look at Daniel and see how he received the blessings.
那但以理跟他的三个朋友。
Daniel and his three friends.
他们在西元前606年。
In 606 BC.
跟第一批他们国家被掳的人。
And the first group of people that was taken captive in his country.
从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦。
From Jerusalem to Babylon.
他们就是但以理跟他三个朋友，都是出生于王室跟贵族。
Daniel and his three friends came from the elites.
那个时候，根据就是读经还有历史考察的人，他们大概是十六七岁的人 ，teenager.
And according to the historians, that the four of them at that time were about teenagers.
显然，这四个人，他们是在幼年就负轭的人。
And so apparently these four people took upon the
yoke.
The yoke when they were young.
因为但以理一章四节这样讲。
Because Daniel chapter 1 verse 4 says,
他讲说他们呢通达各样学问，知识聪明具备。
It says that they are showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed.
你知道那个时候犹大国全国都很多都背逆神。
And you know that during that time, the nation was disobedient to God.
那个耶利米书就是他们那个时代的人，耶利米书说，23年来。
And Jeremiah was during that time.
我从早到晚来呼吁你们要听神的话，要回转。
And Jeremiah said that for 23 years, from day to night, I've been calling out to you to turn back, to return to God.
神也差其他的仆人来呼唤你们要回转。
And God has sent other servants to call out to you to come back and return to God.
你们都不听。
You guys do not listen.
惹神的怒。
So you have angered God.
所以他们的国家几乎就要亡国了。
So their country was about to
come to destruction.
Come to destruction. Be destroyed.
第一次被掳，一批人去了。
The first time a group of people, the first time.Group of people were captive.
第二批又被掳，连国王、王母什么都走了。
The second time, even the king and everyone were they were taken away.
那很多圣殿的一些宝贵的器皿也被掳走了。
And a lot of the things from the temple, the holy vessels were taken away.
所以到最后
，and so that in the end.
连圣殿也被烧了。
Even the temple was set on fire.
整个耶路撒冷城被烧了。
The whole city of Jerusalem was on fire, and the nation was destroyed.
神为什么给他们这么大的管教？
Why did God give them such a great punishment?
神很爱他们。
God loves them a lot.
即使在管教他们的时候，神还说，管教过后。
And even during the time when God was punishing them, God says that after the punishment,
他要他们学公义。
He wants them to learn righteousness.
不要再拜偶像。
Do not worship idols.
要认识他就是神。
And to know that he is God.
那以后神说还会再建立他们七十年。
And God
七十年过后，他还会再使他们归回。
And God said that He will establish them again, and in 70 years He will bring them back and reestablish them.
你知道但以理他们在那种大环境的里面
，And you know that in that kind of environment,
他们是贵族，是在那种养尊处优的环境里面。
Daniel and his friends were the elites. They were living in a very prosperous circumstance.
何竟他们的信仰那么好？
And how come their faith was so great?
那么年轻，他们就通达各样学问，知识聪明具备。
So young, and they were showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand.
所以我说他们是幼年负轭的人。
So I say that they are people, young people who took up their yoke when they were in their youth.
他们从小，他们就是顺服于神借着人给他们的教养。
And so when they were young, they obeyed the things that the people that God had put in their lives and the things that they taught them.
还有，他们接受神的管理。
And they received God's punishment.
我们知道，如果没有这种根基，在巴比伦那个环境是不可能那么纯洁的站住的。
And we know that without this kind of foundation, in the times of the Babylon, it's really difficult to stand and be so pure.
所以我说，但以理趁着他的机会蒙恩。
And that's why I say Daniel, while the opportunities were still available, received grace.
所以他在年轻的时候去到那个拜偶像的那个敌国。
So when he was young, he went to his enemy nation.
国王要给国王吃的食物给他们，他不要一些食物来玷污他们。
Even though the king wanted to give them his food, he didn't want those food to.
他跟他的朋友
he didn't want those food to
defile
them.
他跟他的朋友就是要纯洁的为神站住，忠心的站住。
And he and his friends just wanted to stand firm for the Lord.
神施恩给他们。
And God gives grace to them.
他也是抓着他的机会。
And Daniel took hold of this opportunity.
把自己献给神。
Gave himself up to the Lord.
虽然这样，他们要经过很多的考验。
And even though like this, they needed to go through a lot of trials.
所以耶利米哀歌第四章第二节这样讲，我们可以看一下。
So Lamentations 4,
第四章第二节。
4 verse 2.
锡安宝贵的粽子，好比金金，现在何竟算为窑匠手所做的瓦瓶。
Lamentations chapter 4 verse 2. How the precious sons of Zion, once worth their weight in gold, are now considered as pots of clay, the work of a potter's hands.
就是我刚刚讲的，因为通国惹神的怒，所以他们同受苦难。
Because the nations up and down angered the Lord, so that they are enduring God'safflictions.
那我们现在，我们也没有堕胎，我们也没有去同性恋，我们也没有什么什么，我们今天在讨主喜悦。可是我们在同样这一块土地上，我们同样在这一艘船上。
It may seem as if you know we're not taking part in the sins. You know, right now we're not boarding.Doing abortion, we're not engaging in homosexual activities, but yet we're living in a society who is doing that.
当神管教这块地的时候，我们也一样要同受苦难。
And when God is disciplining this land, we're going to go through the difficulties in it.Afflictions in it.
所以我们要求神给我们恩典，给我们怜悯，给我们恩典，像但以理他们那样来经过一切的困难。
So we're going to ask. So we need to ask the Lord to give us the grace, that He gave Daniel and his friends during that time when their country went through afflictions.
我们来看耶利米哀歌。
Let's look at Lamentations.
第三章
Chapter 3.
十九到二十五节
，verse 19 to 25。
这是神对我们这个时候所说的话。
This is what God is telling us right now.
十九到 25节，你知道他们心中的艰难，哈，这是耶利米的话。
From 19 to 25, you know their, the afflictions in their hearts.
那我相信也是，但以理这一类爱神的人在经历那些苦难，他们心中的一个感觉。
And I believe that this is also what Daniel and his friends felt, when they were going through the afflictions.
耶和华啊，求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫。
I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall.
我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。
I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me.
但是不能够一直停留在这上面，哈。
But we cannot stay here.
要转眼看我们的神。
We need to turn around and look at our God.
上个礼拜
last weekend.
我觉得神给我们的话就是转眼看耶稣，看我们的神。
What God was trying to tell us is to turn around and look at Jesus, our God.
要赞美我们的神永远不改变。
And we're going to praise the Lord for never changing.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His loving kindness endures forever.
他乐意施恩。
He's willing to give grace.
感谢主，所以我们要赞美。
Praise the Lord, so we're gonna worship, we're gonna praise him.
就是从许多的一些不容易的里面转眼看我们的主。
From many kinds of difficulties, we're gonna turn around and look upon Jesus.
所以二十一节他说，我想起这事，心里就有指望。
So in verse 21 it says, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed.
是因他的怜悯不至断绝。
For his compassions never fail.
每早晨这都是新的。
They are new every morning.
你的慈爱，你的诚实极其广大。
Great is your faithfulness.
我心里说，耶和华是我的份。
I say to myself, the Lord is my portion.
因此我要仰望他。
Therefore, I will wait for him.
凡等候耶和华。二十五节。凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him.
二十六、二十七节也一样宝贵。人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
为什么？当我们的心安静在神面前。
Why is that when our hearts are quiet in front of the Lord?
我们知道他是神。
We know that he is God.
他是全能的神。
He's an almighty God.
生命的工作，管理宇宙万有是他的工作。
The works of our lives and controlling the whole universe is his job.
所以我们如果愿意负他的轭
，So if we're willing to bear the yoke, bear his yoke,
我们的心随他的意思来流转
，Our hearts are going according to his will.
那我们就会蒙恩
，Then we will receive grace.
所以我们要趁机要负轭，负神的轭。
So we need to bear the yoke when we can.
有一个先知，先知讲的话，我都要经过神的话查验。
There was a prophet, and even the words of the prophet, we need to test it through God's words.
撒杜牧师哈，他说
，Pastor 撒杜，
他说，神给美国。 让川普总统当选，是给美国一个喘息的机会。
He said that when God led President Trump become president, God is giving the United States a time, some time to to break.
Yeah, yeah. 你知道，如果是另外一个人当选，很快我们可能就要植晶片。
You know that if it was another person elected, then in a very short time, we all might have to receive the chips.
因为根据他们的文件资料，2017年是要植晶片。
And because according to what some of the documents, they wanted to insert chips into people in 2017.
根据资料是2017年。
According to their documents, it was 2017.
他们说是借的 Obama Care。
They said it was going to go through Obamacare.
那所以当我看到报纸讲川普总统当选的第一天宣布废除 Obamacare.
So when I saw that, when Trump became elected, and the first thing he did was to get rid of Obamacare.
所以我们还有一段时间还不需要被强迫要植晶片。
We know that we still have a little bit of time. Before we are forced to be inserted with chips.
听说有不少人是自愿，就是说自己要去要植晶片。他们不懂。
I've heard that there are people who didn't know, didn't understand, they volunteer to be in, to have the chips inserted into them.
很多很多年以前，我不晓得多久了。我记得我当基督徒，算是还比较早期的时候，我看到一本书叫《Brave New World》。
Many years ago, before, while I was still a young Christian, I read a book called Brave New World.
我看那本书，唯一留给我的印象就是有一个很恐怖的事项。
The only thing that I remember from that book is a very scary thought.
我记得那个作者叫做赫胥黎。
I remember that the author was.
那恐怖的思想是什么？有
Huxley. Okay.
对，他里面讲到一幕哦，就是将来有一些人哦，他们的思想是被掌控的。
And there was a scene that there are going to be people in the future. Their minds are going to be controlled.
我那时候看说好可怕。一个人的思想是被掌控，去做恶事，他们没有感觉的。
The people who are going to be controlled to do evil things, and they can't even feel it.
这些人不是他们自己的主人。
These people are not their own masters.
他们受造是这样，我当时以为是人家在造那个什么要什么造羊造什么是这种，现在发现是借着 chips。
In the past, I thought it was to clone sheep and other things. But now I know that they are doing this.
是借着 chips 来掌控我们这个人。
They're gonna control people through the chips.
所以，撒杜牧师说，上帝给我们一个 break， 一个空档。
So Pastor Sadhu was saying that God is giving us a break right now.
我们要趁着这个机会。
And we're gonna take this opportunity.
赶快归正。
Quickly to turn around.
让我们的心跟神是调和的。
So that our hearts are in harmony with God's heart.
让我们可以聆听神的声音。
So that we can hear God's voice.
可以顺服他的带领。
Can obey His guidance.
因为不知道什么时候患难日子来到的时候
，because we don't know when the disaster is going to come。
我们如果不这样预备自己
，if we don't prepare ourselves right now like this，
我们除非否认主
，unless we deny the Lord，
那你知道否认主，我们就没有永生了。
And you know that if we deny the Lord， there's no eternity。
那如果我们不要否认主，要刚强站立。
If we do not want to deny the Lord and we want to stand firm,
我们就要趁着这个机会
we need to take this opportunity,
让神来管理我们，就是负他的恶
and let God take control of us and to take up, to bear his yoke.
所以我这些日子几乎是天天在认罪悔改，我常常被神光照，我这个这样，我那个那样，都是偏行己路。
These days, God is revealing in me every single day that a lot of the times I'm walking in my own way and that I'm not walking in, on God's path.
但以理书告诉我们，这些人为什么可以站住？因为他们敬畏神、爱神、尊神为神。
Daniel's, through the book of Daniel, it tells us that why can these people stand firm? And it's because they love God, they respect God, and they treat God as God.
Yeah. 然后为了遵主旨意，甚至信丢掉生命都在所不惜。
And for the sake of following God's will, they're willing to give up their own lives.
谁不怕死？
Who is not afraid of death?
但是我们知道，当一个人在神的爱里，
we know that when we are in God's love, when a person is in God's love,
就会把惧怕除去。
They will take away all the fear.
这个是神圣经的话，是真道。
This is what the words of the Bible. It's the truth.
我们多多少少也尝过这个真道的那个味道。
For us, we have more or less experienced this truth.
如果我们真的神的爱临到我们，真的那个惧怕就除去。
So if the love of God is has come upon us, the fear is really gone.
所以求神帮助我们。
So we ask God to help us.
接受先知给我们的提醒。
To receive the reminders from the prophets.
趁着机会学习父神的恶，让他来建立我们。
Take this opportunity while it's still possible, to bear God's yoke and let God establish us.
在但以理书十二章。
In Daniel's chapter 12.
第十节
，verse ten，
十二章第十节。
Daniel's chapter 12 verse ten。
行，他讲说，奇怪，我怎么都翻不到那一页？他讲说。必有许多人使自己清净洁白，且被熬炼，但恶人仍必行恶。一切恶人都不明白，唯独智慧人能明白。
Verse 10, many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand.
这边讲到说有许多人要使自己清净洁白，且被熬炼。
Here it says that many people will be purified and made spotless and refined.
它这边是指在末期，就是我们这些日子，末期末后的日子。
And it's talking about the end times. It's kind of like what our current times.
有一些人为了要使自己被神，为了要使自己清净洁白，他甘愿被熬炼。
And so there are people who want to be purified and made spotless and refined. They're willing to be, they're willing to go through afflictions.
就是因为他们这样子，他们能发光。第十二章第三节。
And because of this, they are able to shine. So chapter 12,
13. No.
Chapter 12, verse 3.
智慧人必发光，如同天上的光。那使多人归义的，必发光如星，直到永永远远。
Chapter 12, verse 3. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
那这个在这个在新约时代，约翰一书里边也讲到。
This in the New Testament, First John also mentioned this.
第三章。
First John chapter 3,
一到三节，我们一起来读好吗
？Verses 1 to 3, let's read together.
你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
How great, chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we shall be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and that we will be, has not yet been known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure.
第二节说，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。
Verse 2 says, Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known.
这边有一段时间是决定于我们要不要趁着我们的机会来复神的恶。
Here is a time period. It's for us to determine whether or not we're going to bear the yoke of God.
因为如果我们将来想要像他，而且要得见他的真体，就需要像他洁净一样。
Because if we want to be like him and we want to see him as he is, we have to be purified like him.
我们知道，如果我要得神，我需要放下自己，对不对
？We know that if we want to gain God, we have to lay down ourselves.
这是耶稣跟我们讲的。
This is what Jesus told us.
耶稣讲，若为我的缘故放下自己的生命，就必得着属天的生命。
Jesus said, for if you lay down your lives for my sake, and you will gain life.
所以这个呢，这个就是，这是约翰，就是新约时代给我们的提醒。所以我们如果盼望，如果我们盼望，我们可以有神的性情。
This is a reminder from the New Testament that John has reminded us. If we want to have the nature of God,
甚至将来可以得见他的真体
and to even see him as he is in the future,
我们也必须要肯接受像神在但以理他们身上的这样子的经营建造
We have to be willing.To receive the same refining process as God did on Daniel and his friends.
那个我去看那个英文版本哈。
I was reading the English version.
十一章第十节讲说神在我们生命中经营建造，那英文是怎么讲的
？Chapter 11, verse 10. In what? In Daniel's?
不是希伯来书十一章十节，
Hebrews,
因为我们的祖先亚伯拉罕就是这样子让神在他生命中经营建造的。
Okay, because our ancestor Abraham led God to establishing him like this. So, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.
No. Verse 10.
Verse 10, I'm sorry.
他英文这样讲，有一个版本这样讲，神是 architect 跟 builder of our life.
There's a version that says that the Lord is an architect and builder of our lives.
神设计，神给我们一个命定，然后神在我们的里面经营建造。
God gives us a plan, and He is the builder and architect.
我们的先祖亚伯拉罕就是这样。
And our ancestor Abraham is just like this.
虽然呢，很多时候是环境，那个环境是什么？环境是人事物互相的效应，然后造成的一种情势。
Even though sometimes it's the environment, the circumstances, the people, the things that work together and to create some kind of circumstances.
那亚伯拉罕是在这种情况之下。
Abraham was like this in this situation.
他在神所量给他的这种环境的里面。
In the situation that God has given him,
他在那边呢，学习选择，甘心乐意的按着神的心意来活。
And he was learning to be joyfully living the way God wanted him to live.
比如说，跟罗德之间的关系。
For example, his relationship with Lot.His interactions with Lot.
他爱罗德。
He loved Lot.
他舍己，对不对？让罗德去选，先选。
He sacrificed so that he could let Lot choose the land.
像这样子的一个都不想到他的一个后辈晚生，他在患难的时候，他还。舍命的去爱他，都没有想到，就立刻去爱他。
I mean, this kind of situation when Lot didn't even think about Abraham's later days, and yet Abraham still went to rescue him when he was in danger.
那当神应许他，他就卯上了这个四王，对不对？卯上了这个王，他会害怕，很自然的。
When God gave him the promise, and he offended the four kings.
那神就给他一个说，你不要害怕，我会赏赐你。
And when he offended the four kings, he was scared. He was worried, but God told him not to be worried because I'm going to reward you.
说你赏赐我做什么？我又没有后裔。
And he said, "What's the point of rewarding me? I don't have any children."
神说，你去看看。海边的海边的沙，天上的星星，这个将来，这个就是你的子孙要这么多，神给他的应许。
And God gave him the promise that look out in the sky and see the stars, and then you will have as many children as the stars in the sky and the sand in the on the land.
那他相信
神。And he believed in God.
神就算他为义。
And God counted him as righteous.
他是神
He is God.
他把神当神看
He treated God as God.
他信靠神的话
He trusted in God's words.
欢喜领受神的话
And he gladly receives God's words.
当作神给他的应许
As the words, the promise that God has given him.
有一天，神居然说你把这个儿子奉献给我。
One day, God even said to give me this child.
亚伯拉罕，他一定是常常亲近神，因为他住的地方希伯伦，就是跟神团契的地方。
Abraham must be a person who waits upon the Lord because the place he lives, Hebron.
Hebron 的意思就是团契。
And the meaning of the word means fellowship.
以前的地名常常是因为发生什么事，或者因为一个什么人取那个名字。
In the past, the name of places oftentimes were named because of what happened there or something, someone did something there.
亚伯拉罕每到一个地方，他常常在筑坛求告神。
And Abraham, wherever he went, he always set up an altar to ask the Lord, to seek the Lord.
所以他对一些事情，他一定会常常会跟神，会去默想神，神怎么想。
So a lot of things, oftentimes would meditate on God's words and think about how God would think.
所以神说，把你独生的爱子带到摩利亚山去，把它献为祭。
So when God says, bring your one and only son to the mountain of Moriah and to sacrifice him.
这个考验容不容易通过？
What kind of, is this test easy to pass?
但是他想，神不会说谎，应许我的子孙是从这个以撒来的。
And so he thought that God is not a God who lies, and that since he already promised him that his descendants will come from Isaac.
那他这个孩子又要把，现在我听清楚了，他要我把这个孩子献为祭。
And now he wants, now that I hear clearly, he wants me to sacrifice Isaac.
只有一个情况。
There's only one possibility.
可以 make sense.
There's only one possibility that would make sense.
那就是神会使这个孩子死了还。
And that possibility is that God would make this child raise to God would raise him from the dead.
你看我们的祖宗，他如果不是很审慎的，不是粗枝大叶的，好像随性的去决定事情，如果不是的，他不是这样，他是很 prudently， 很审慎的，在领受神的心意，按着他。
Our ancestor was listening to God, receiving God's words prudently. He wasn't doing things out of his own desires.
对，所以他做对了。
So he did what was right.
试验成功了。
He passed the test.
他的灵性就达到高峰。
And his spiritual growth、
那个、
receive the climax, yeah.
那神说
summit.
大福论大福，我一定要赐福给你。
And God says, in regards to blessings, I will bless you abundantly.
那这个从你的后代里边有一位要出来。
And from among your descendants, there's one that's going to come, and that's going to be Jesus Christ, our Savior.
加拉太书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's look at Galatians.
这是神给我们，神给我们很，为什么我们要常常思想我们的这些，我们的这个先圣先贤，他们的脚踪，因为他们是认识神的。
Why should we read the words of the spiritual ancestors that we have? Because we're gonna follow their footsteps.
That's what you're saying. 因为他们是认识神的。
Because they know God.
啊，你看加拉太书第三章
Galatians chapter 3,
第九节
verse 9.
好，我们一起读。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
第十三节说，他可以救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Verse 13 says that Christ can redeem us.Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
不仅这样，
Not only this.
十四节说，要叫亚伯拉罕的福 因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
Verse 14 says, He redeemed us in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles.
使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
我们可以得着神应许给我们的圣灵。
We can receive the promise of the Spirit.
这是世界上最宝贵的礼物。
This is the most precious gift in the world. The Spirit of Jesus Christ.
圣灵在我们里面使我们与众不同。
The Holy Spirit that is within us makes us different from the others.
使我们跟那些不敬畏神、不理会神的世界分别出来。
It sets us apart from the rest of this world who do not know God and do not obey God.
但距离现在大概2700年。
Daniel, from now, it's about 2,700 years.
他那个时候生活在他那一种偶像文化的外邦里。
And at that time, he was living in a nation that's full of idols.
他的国家亡了。
His nation was destroyed.
在那种困厄的环境里。
And in that kind of difficult situation,
他为什么能够得？
Why could he become more than conquerors?
就是因为神在他的生命中。
And it was because God was in his life.
那个时候你不讲以撒王，哇，真是威吓一时。除了上帝以外，他全世界他最大。
At that time, King Nebuchadnezzar, was very great.Let's look at Daniel's chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 8 and 9.
这边讲到说，但你以理来到我的面前。这是尼布甲尼撒王对他的国家的人讲的哈，他说：“但你以理来到我的面前，他里头有圣神的灵。”
chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Finally Daniel came into my presence, and I told him,
他里头有圣神的灵。
That inside of him, the spirit of the holy God is in him."
第九节哈。
Verse 9.
他跟但以理这样讲。术士的领袖伯提撒撒，因我知道你里头有圣神的灵，什么奥秘的事都不能使你为难。
I said, Belshazzar, chief of the magician, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you.
好，那我们看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
这是尼布甲尼撒为他做的见证。第五章十一十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 11 and 12.
你知道那个伯沙撒王很不敬畏神，用耶和华神殿里的器皿来跟一些人饮酒作乐。
You know that the king, was not, did not fear the Lord, and he used a lot of the vessels in the holy temple to for his own parties.
所以。墙上突然出现字
And so on the wall, all of a sudden, words appeared.
大家都吓坏了，不知道这是怎么回事。
Everybody was afraid and didn't know what was going on.
那就有一个太后就进来了。
And there was a queen.
她为但以理这样做见证，十一节。
She gave the testimony.
她跟她说：“王啊，你不要惊慌哈。”在你国中有一人，他里头有圣神的灵。
She told the king not to be alarmed, and she said, "There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy gods in him."
你父在世的日子
In the time of your father, he.
这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。
He was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom like that of the gods.
第十二节，在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明。
Verse 12 says that, he was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding.
他能够圆梦，视谜语，解疑惑。
And also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems.
这个人名叫但以理。
Call for Daniel.
这是人家为他做的见证。
This is the testimony that other people gave for him.
但以理书十一章。
Daniel chapter 11.
讲了很多细细琐琐的预言。
Talks about a lot of the prophecies with many details.
研经的人去对照当时的历史。
People who study the Bible took a look at the history during that time.
说他所预言的跟当时的历史。那么奇妙精确的吻合。
The whatever that he prophesied.
他是预言哦，预言后来的那个时代。
And what happened, was just very, was the same.
所以但以理书后来的预言还关系到末后，七十个七。
And so Daniel in the book of Daniel, the prophecy in it talks about.End times, and there were 77.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但以理的时候，耶稣还没有得荣耀哎。
During that time, in the time of Daniel's, Jesus hasn't even come.
Even haven't been glorified.
Been glorified.
还没有被还没有得荣耀。
He was.
但是因着他这样子的活在神面前负轭
，and because he was living in God like this and he was bearing the yoke，
尊主为大
，to fear the Lord，
趁着他的机会
，and during the time the opportunity he had，
他蒙了神的恩
，he received God's grace，
神就让向他显现
，God revealed himself to him，
让他看到我们眼睛所看不到的灵界的。奥妙的事
and let him see things in the spiritual realm that our eyes cannot see.
我们现在得圣灵，我们现在得圣灵是耶稣得了荣耀，复活了以后，他吹他的气息在我们里面，我们得圣灵。
Now we're receiving the Holy Spirit. It was is because that when Christ was glorified.And he breathed the Holy Spirit into us.
然后我们继续顺服他，仰望他，要领受圣灵，圣灵来充满我们。
We continue to obey him, to wait on him, and what was the last one you say? Obey him, wait on him.
他来圣灵来充满我们。
So that the Holy Spirit can fill us.
那。基督的灵在我们里面
And the spirit of the of Jesus Christ is in us.
耶稣还没有去世之前，他说：“我会再回到你们这里来。”
Before Jesus went on the cross, he said, "I will come back to you."
就是借着圣灵，他进到我们里面来。
Through the Holy Spirit, he came back into us.
你看他的门徒跟他三年多受教于他。
Look at his disciples that during the 3 years that they were with him.
很多事情他们还听得迷迷糊糊的。
A lot of things they were still confused about.
耶稣最伟大的老师亲自教导他们，还不一定能够领受。
Jesus was the best, is the best teacher, and even then they couldn't take, they couldn't understand everything.
可是当他们得了圣灵，真理的灵，被圣灵充满以后，他们整个人不一样。
But when they were filled by the Holy Spirit, they became a different being.
因为他们趁着他们的机会，也负了轭。
Because they took their opportunities and bear their yoke.
圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
The Holy Spirit is given to people who obey the Lord.
我借用先知的话哈。
Okay.
提醒我们这个重要性。
Okay. I'm gonna use the words of prophets to remind us the importance of it.
撒都牧师说，当我们不执那个晶片，我们不能做买卖。那我们怎么办？
And Pastor Sadhu said that in the future there is a time when if we don't let we're not inserted with chips, we won't be able to buy or sell.
他说，很多年前那个戴志兴说，末后的日子我们要学习懂得听神的声音，能够明白他的引领。
And Sister Dai once said that in the end times, we need to be able to discern the Lord's voice and to be able to follow His guidance.
然后我们可以被带到陶城。
We can be brought to 陶城。I forgot English.
陶城怎么讲？
It's the city that people fled to, huh?The refuge.
Refuge.
It's a specific city that people run to.
那先知说，
fled to.
神会差派使者来保护这个城。
The prophet said that God will send servants and messengers to protect the city.
我们需要能够让神引领。
We need to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit.
这是正向的。另外呢，圣经讲
，and the Bible also says，
他说，在这个末后的时代
，in the end times，
神的选民，甚至神的选民很多都被迷惑了。
A lot of people, even people of God, will be deceived.
我们需要有真理的圣灵在我们的里面。
We need to have the spirit of the truth inside of us.
这是关系生与死的。
This is between life and death.
启示录的话迟早要应验。
The words of the revelation, sooner or later will be fulfilled.
以前我们看不懂，怎么日头会变黑像毛布，月亮会变雪。
In the past, we didn't understand why the sun will become darkened and the moon will look like blood.
我们现在就知道。
Now we understand.
这是天文的物理现象。
This is the galaxy.
结果圣经将近将近两千年就写了。
And in the Bible, you know, 2,000 years ago, it was
神的话安定在天的。
The God's words are established in the heavens.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，求神借着现在这样子的很多的灾难，到处很多的灾难，叫醒我们的心。
Brothers and sisters, let's hope that during this time, through a lot of the difficulties and disasters, that our hearts can be awakened.
别人在受苦，是他们比我们糟吗？
Other people are suffering. Is it because they're worse than we are?
不。
No, it's not.
耶稣在路加福音十三章。
Jesus said in Luke chapter 13.
这些事就是要让我们看的，要我们来悔改。
These things that when we see them, God wants us to repent.
求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
当我们愿意顺服神。
When we are willing to obey the Lord.
在属灵的境界里蒙神悦纳。
And to be pleasing in the Lord's eyes in the spiritual realm,
他就会在我们眼可见的这个环境里面。
He will help us in the environment that we can see, situation that we can see with our eyes.
保守我们。
He will also he will protect us.
Yeah, 我今天就教导到这里。
Thank you.
有一首歌呢，叫做《神要来收据他的肩膀》，记得是哪一首？宣道诗。哒哒哒哒哒。记得那首歌。